Brothers and sisters, it's so grateful here again to sharing God's words with you. Also thank you, Sabrina, have among us to translate for me. Begin with preaching. I just noticed we are so many young people there. May Holy Spirit to do His great work. Okay, let's pray first.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you.
无论我们, 几岁,
no matter our age,
我们在你面前都是孩子,
we are children before you.
我们愿意来聆听学习你的话语,
we open our hearts and learn your word.
愿你的圣灵降临在我们当中,
may your Holy Spirit be with among us.
带领我们,
lead us.
进入你的真理当中,
into your truth.
因为真理叫我们得自由,
because the truth set us free.
荣耀归给你,
all glory to you.
听我们的祷告,
in Jesus' name we pray.
奉靠耶稣基督宝贵得胜的名,
Amen.
Amen. 感谢主, 今天我们讲到经文呢, 是跟婚姻有关系。
Today's scripture is about marriage.
那这个讲道安排呢, 是 Pastor Avery 告诉我的。
Pastor Avery scheduled this sermon.
那为什么这么快呢, 进到这个以弗所书第五章呢?
And why are we going into chapter 5 of Ephesians?
原因是因为我们英文堂有很好的安排。
Because our English congregation has really good schedule.
因为结束呢, 今年教会的主题以弗所书, 我们要进入下一个阶段是 关于,
we will conclude the study on Ephesians and we'll move into the topic of worship.
所以无论如何,
so we thank God.
虽然我们有很年轻的人在这边,
even though we have really young people here,
但我们相信你们就是神国的下一个新的, 新的生命。
We believe you bring new life as the next generation in God's kingdom.
那么对于我们年纪比较有的,
For those who are more mature,
我们也相信我们在这个话题, 这个上帝给我们的心意的当中, 我们要重新更新我们的家庭。
We believe we will renew our family in God's word.
那上一次呢, 王乃基牧师讲到说, 我们不知道怎么样去做父母亲, 因为没有人教我们。
Last time, Pastor Wan shared that no one has taught us how to be fathers and mothers, because no one has taught us.
一样的, 也没有人教导我们做怎么做妻子跟丈夫, 是吗?
Similarly, we're never taught how to be husbands and wives from a young age.
但是我们一定要回到上帝的面前, 因为他是婚姻的设计者。
To understand the purpose of marriage, we have to return to God and understand His intentions, because He designed marriage.
好,我们先来看妻子。
Okay, let's look at wives, the duties of wives.
经文说妻子要顺服丈夫。
In the scripture it says wives have to submit to their husbands.
不是因为地位。
It's not because of hierarchy.
保罗在这边提出了两个理由。
Paul proposed two reasons.
第一个是创造的次序。
First is the order of creation.
丈夫是妻子的头。
The husband is the head of the wife.
第二个是从救赎的恩典。
And second is salvation.
基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of the church.
在创世纪第二章中讲到女人被创造是, 她的情形是后于男人,出于男人,必归于男人。
In Genesis chapter 2, it says that
这是神创造的原则。
In East Asia, indicating that woman was created after men, from men, and for men. This reflects God's principle in creation.
如果我们从救赎的角度来看,
from the perspective of salvation,
基督是教会的头,
Christ is the head of the church.
教会顺服基督,
and the church submits to Christ.
那么教会得到基督的供应, 基督是我们一切的一切。
In this close united relationship, church receives Christ's grace and provision.
那么妻子呢, 对丈夫的, 这种的关系也是如此的。
The same applies when a wife submits to her husband.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
妻子顺服丈夫呢，是无论从创造的次序或是救赎的角度呢，我们都是看见，要是从二十一节，就是今天的经文里面讲到，是从顺服、从敬畏基督的心而来的。
Therefore, wives submitting to their husbands, whether it's in order of creation or by salvation and grace, it comes from a heart that respects Christ.
顺服的有前提的。
There are premise of submission.
不违背主。
Don't go against Lord.
不违背神给你的良心。
Don't go against the conscience God has given you.
啊，如果先生要我去犯罪啊，那就不行。
If my husband asks me to sin, don't do it.
如果先生要我不去聚会啦，要去拜偶像啦，等等等等的，我也是不行。
If my husband forbids me from attending fellowships or tell me to worship other idols, that we can't do as well.
那么除此之外，如果先生的他的可能他的意见不够成熟，或者是说他的判断不够周全，妻子仍要顺服。
Apart from these, even if my husband's opinions are not fully mature or his judgments are not completely sound, a wife should still obey.
那我们可能就会问啊，这样子妻子一直顺服丈夫，丈夫会不会越来越嚣张，得寸进尺
？Then we ask if we submit to our husband more, would it lead to husband taking advantage?
弟兄姊妹，顺服呢不是一种机械式的这一种的这种方式，好像说我做了我该做的部分，你就得做你的表现。
Brothers and sisters, submission is not following rules mechanically, where I do my part and you have to do accordingly.
顺服是信心的选择。
Submission is a choice of faith.
就是我愿意照着这位创造主他对婚姻的真理，然后去归属他，去尊荣他。
It's about willing aligning with the truth of marriage God designed, belonging to your husband and honoring him.
不仅如此，顺服也不是一种好像你心里面很害怕这个好像被逼迫要这么做，而是一个。敬虔的妻子，她流露出来的生命。
Submission is also not something passive that is driven by fear or losing something, but rather it's an expression of a godly woman's life.
所以我们应该说，不是说你是好丈夫，所以我才顺服你，而应该要说，因为你是我的丈夫，所以我愿意来顺服你。
Therefore, it's not about saying.Because you are a good husband, so I will submit to you. But rather, because you are my husband, so I willingly choose to submit to you.
或许我们看到很多蒙福的家庭哦。
Well, we see a lot of families that are blessed.
他们并不是丈夫都没有缺点。
They're blessed not because their husbands are without faults.
而是妻子怎么样去对待自己的头。
But because of how wives treat the head of the family.
我们可以选择用信心的眼睛不定睛看丈夫的缺点，不是去拿先生跟别人的男士做比较。
They do not constantly focus on their whole husband's shortcomings, nor do they compare husband with other men.
而是有神的恩典，这个眼镜让我们去看见他本来的荣耀以及他未来的形象。
Instead, they look at husband through the lens of grace and faith, seeing his inherent glory and his potential future image.
有一个在上一世纪有名的一个牧者叫中马田，认识他吗
？Do you guys know Dr. 中马田？
他应该有英文名字。他呢，去很多地方讲道。他本来是一位医生。
He traveled abroad often to preach, and he was a doctor.
后来呢，他呢就回应神的呼召，放弃了他优渥的工作，去做医治人心理的医生。
Now he dedicated himself fully into serving God. He became a doctor who helps heal the human soul.
有一次呢，他就讲到说，他呢经常去一个家庭，那个家庭呢常常接待他。
He shared that when he traveled to preach abroad, there's always this couple that constantly hosted him.
那家庭呢？这个夫妻跟太太呢，以前是学校的同学。
The husband and the wife, they used to be classmates in school.
那这个妻子呢？其实她很有才干，无论是这个她的学校的成绩啊，或者是她的爱主啊，就服侍主，都比她的这个弟兄呢更加的这个好。
The wife, whether it's in her spiritual gifts, abilities, academically, or her love of the Lord, has always far surpassed her husband.
那这个钟马田医生就说，每一次他去他们家的时候，就看见这个姊妹呢，都他呢心里就非常的感动，都知道任何人碰到的这位妻子，心里面呢就知道她的聪明，她很有才能的。
Dr. Joe mentioned that every time he stayed at their home, he was deeply moved. He mentioned that anyone who has met the wife would recognize her intelligence, competence, and how she excelled.
那即使是这样，那这个妻子呢，就是说怎么样被这个钟马田医师呢去觉得心里面去赞服他，是因为这个妻子呢，她呢会做很多的一些预备的工作给她的先生，无论是先生要做什么，要需要的东西，她都帮他预备好，最后让先生做决定。
Dr. Joe is impressed by the wife because she would prepare and gather all the factors, any necessary judgment to make decisions for her husband, and she let him have the final decision.
这个妻子呢，选择了顺服神创造的这一种的次序，守住自己的本分。
This sister excelled in every aspect compared to her husband, yet she obeys the God creation of order, fulfilling her role faithfully.
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要造一个配偶帮助他。
The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him."
妻子从心里面去遵从先生，这是何等美的见证！
Wives should respect their husband from the heart, assisting them to serve the Lord responsibly, faithfully, and this is a great testimony.
去帮助先生爱主，帮助先生成为一个更合神心意的男人。
A wife should assist her husband to serve the Lord faithfully, becoming a man who is aligned with God's will.
那如果先生是不信主的，那我们应该怎么做呢？做妻子的。
What should we do as wives if our husband has not come to faith?
那在这边呢，讲得很清楚，我就想邀请我们姊妹来念。 一三节，弟兄念二四节，请。
Well, let's invite sisters to read verse 1 and 3 and brothers to read verse 2 and 4. Let's start. Wives,
in the same way, be submissive to your husband, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives. Your beauty should not come from outward adornments, such as braided hair and wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes.
Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight.
Thank you. 这里不但说到怎么去面对不信主的丈夫，也说到妻子里面最美丽的装饰，就是里面存着一个长久温暖的心，去吸引先生，而最终神会改变他。Here,
not only speaks how to deal with husband who does not believe in Christ, but also highlights the most beautiful adornment of a wife, which is a gentle, quiet spirit in you that endures over time. This heart not only attracts your husband, but it's also precious in the sight of God. Ultimately, God will bring about transformation in him.
现在我们要看先生。
So let's look at the duties of a husband.
丈夫的本分, 就是, 神对, 其实对丈夫的要求更高啊。
God's requirements for husbands are even higher.
正如经文所说的, 正如基督爱教会为教会舍己。
Like in the scripture it says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
那我们丈夫怎么去在日常生活当中操练这个舍己的爱呢?
So let's see how husbands should practice to love their wives in their daily lives.
那我就用了叫ICU。
So we use the acronym ICU.
如果我们不做 ICU， 那我们就可能你的婚姻就要送进 ICU。
So if you don't practice ICU, your marriage might need to go to ICU.
第一个 就是你要 involve 就是要包含，就是涵盖你的太太到你的生活当中，不要这么酷，要尝试呢去分享你的感觉啊，你的得着啊，试着跟你的太太分享。
The first I is involve. Involve your wife in your feelings and in your life and in your feelings. Don't act cool. Just share your thoughts and share your gains with your wives.
当然，第二个呢就是 communicate 啊， communicate 要常常沟通啊，啊，不是叫你的妻子呢放弃自己的理性和直觉，盲目的顺服。
It's not about asking your wives to give up on their reasoning and intuition and obey.Blindly, there should be frequent communication and interaction with wives.
对，跟你的妻子常常有沟通，常常有互动。
You should have frequent communication and interaction.
妻子是丈夫的帮助者啊，帮助者去提醒他有一些地方。
Because wives are helpers of the husband, and the wives act as a reminder for a husband.
对，我们知道呢，夏娃被造是亚当的什么骨啊？
We know that Eve was created from which part of Adam?
肋骨，对不对？
From Adam's rib.
好，不是头骨，不是脚骨。
It's not from his head nor his feet.
不是头去辖管先生，不是脚被踩在脚底下。
It's not from his head to rule over him or from his feet to be trampled underfoot.
而是成为先生的心腹，跟先生有很好的这个沟通，去了解他。
But it's to be close to the husband's heart and to communicate with him and to be his helper.
所以我们做丈夫的不是这个好像我的意见一定优于太太，爱是不张狂的。
Therefore, a husband should not be self-absorbent or believe their opinions are superior to their wives. Love is not proud.
那也不是按着自己喜欢就来一个意见哈，而不顾妻子的感受，而是呢爱是不求自己的益处。
It's not making decision.Based solely on our own preferences, disregarding our wife's feeling, love is not self-seeking.
好了，我们来到了第三个完全的联合，这是说到夫妻一起在基督里一起长进啊，先生去体会体恤太太的感受，去了解去理解先生的妻子的观点。
So the U stands for united, and it's to be in complete unity, growing together in Christ, and husbands should be considerate of their wives' feeling and understand their perspectives.
这边有一段很棒的经文，叫做说，因为丈夫呢，要去按着情理，我按太快了，去按着情理去，去与妻子同住。这个情理哈，它的原文就是叫做knowledge。这个 knowledge 是什么 knowledge 呢？是对太太的一种认识明白。
Here, in the passage reads, the husband denies himself on unconditional protection and fulfillment. The husband is responsible for the growth of the entire family. And the original word for it is knowledge. And what it is to know your wives.
跟着呢，第二点呢，我们讲到做丈夫的要在爱中掌权。
The second point is to exercise authority in love.
什么意思呢？丈夫舍己呢，是说到要在爱中掌权，也就是说，这个爱呢，是一个无条件的爱，这个保护，这个成全，丈夫呢负起了全家长进的责任。
Husbands sacrifice themselves, leading in love, which means in unconditional love, protection and nurture. The husband bears the responsibility for the growth of the entire family.
举一个例，如果太太跟先生吵架了
，For example, if the wives had a quarrel with the husband,
第一个首先要来到上帝面前认罪的就是丈夫。
The head of the household should be the first to come before the Lord in confession.
因为基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Because Christ loved the church and Christ sacrificed himself for the church.
基督呢为我们死在十字架上，罪都不是基督犯的，都是教会犯的，都是我们犯的。但是呢，我们谦卑的来到神面前，得到上帝的这个感谢他，丈夫成为一家之主，他来到首先来到神的面前。
Jesus died on the cross for our sin, even though he committed no sin himself, and said, it was we who sinned. Yet Christ took our sins and paid the price before our family father. Similarly, as the head of the household, husband needs to bring their troubles before God.
讲到这里，可能要喘一口气。那可能妻子会说我做不到。
At this point, some wives may say, I can't do it.
丈夫可能说 that's impossible.
Husband may say, that's impossible.
谁能够做到完全的舍己啊？谁能做到这个完全就是说凡事顺服呢？
Indeed, who can truly self-sacrifice completely? Who can obey in everything?
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
当我们信主那一刻，
When we believe in God,
神已经把耶稣这个永恒的生命已经赐在我们里面，并且把圣灵也给了我们。
God has already given us this eternal life through Jesus and also the Holy Spirit.
我们天然人都没有这些东西。
We naturally lack these things.
但是加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
But I can do all this through Him who gives me strength.
所以婚姻不是我们怎么去研究啊，送卡片呐，是送花呀，这些都很好，都是帮助。但是呢，不是解决婚姻之道，永远必须要先回到这位创造婚姻设计的这位神面前，回到神面前，求神赐给你力量，让他对婚姻的设计来充满你，让耶稣十字架的救恩来充满你，让圣灵的大能来坚固你。
So marriage problems aren't solved by sending flowers or cards. These can be helpful, but they're not the solution. Resolving marital issues always begins by returning to God's presence, to the one who gives us strength. Let God fill you with his purpose for marriage. Let the salvation of Jesus on the cross draw you closer, and let the Holy Spirit strengthen you.
好，感谢主。那在过去上个月，我有一个姐妹，她是带我们家全家信主的。她上个月呢，在教会里面做了一个见证。那我就想把这样的机会呢，也愿能够成为大家的鼓励和帮助。我接下来就请 Sabina 为我们念出来这个见证，请。
A sister who led our whole family to faith, last month recently shared her testimony at church. As a result, many families have been healed, comforted, and revived. So with her permission, today I share her testimony as an encouragement. So I'll read out her testimony. In the past, I was an admired doctor's wife with a stable job as a teacher in a high school. However, after entering marriage, I realized that a good background and job, as perceived by others, could not bring me a smooth and happy life. Due to our differing personalities and backgrounds, my husband and I faced many conflicts and hurt each other. To escape marital problems and for our children's education, I alone immigrated to Vancouver with my daughter and son 27 years ago. During our immigration journey, I had to help my children adjust to a new environment while my husband in Taiwan believed he had fulfilled his greatest responsibility by working hard to provide us. Thus, I often had to handle many matters on my own. The biggest challenge was facing my daughter's rebellious teenage years and her coming out, along with the frustrations and helplessness of poor communication with my husband in Taiwan. My life was thrown into chaos and pain, and I began experiencing symptoms of depression. One day, I decided to return to church. There, I discovered that God has never abandoned me. He has always been waiting for me. In prayer, I realized God understood and empathized with the hardship I had to endure. Now, I no longer need to face stress and problems alone. After returning to church, I attended church regularly and did my daily devos regularly as well. This taught me that true strength and help comes from God. 11 years ago, my son went to study in the States. I knew God wanted me to no longer avoid the problems with my husband because he wanted to bless not just me, but our entire family. So I decided to return and restore our relationship with my husband. Both physically and emotionally exhausted, we had no expectations for our marriage after our children had left home. Learning to live under one roof again posed a significant challenge. Looking back, I remember many days of tearful nights. Thank God this time I didn't rely on my own pre-assumptions to handle problems with my husband. I learned to depend on the Holy Spirit, obey and respect my husband, and gradually our relationship improved. Our communication and interaction became more unified. A year before the pandemic, my daughter announced she would marry her same-sex partner. I cried and felt distressed, anxious, ashamed, and angry. My prayers felt increasingly powerless, but my pastors and fellow brothers and sisters encouraged me not to give up. My husband and I prayed together, believing that God will still love and accept our daughter. When we were ready to travel to Canada to attend a wedding, unexpectedly, the wedding was called off. Thank God he heard our cries. This journey to Canada allowed us to experience the power of united prayer between husband and wife. God cared for our daughter more than we did, and he was more eager to fulfill his will. During this trip to Canada, my husband and I brought our daughter home to Taiwan to heal. Thanks to the pandemic, she couldn't return to Vancouver and stayed in Taiwan. 2 years later, she met her current husband, and now they are building their own family under God's grace and protection. Last March, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. My movements slowed down, and at one point, I couldn't even hold chopsticks. This disease stiffens my body more and more, but thinking back on God's guidance throughout my life, I experienced his abundant grace. Now my faith is firmer, and my perspective has changed. Moreover, I have the support and companionship from my husband and from the church. I believe my life is in God's hand, and his plans are for me are good. My prayer is that more people will come to know this God who is so great, whose thoughts are so deep. He saved my marriage, sympathized with my weakness, and he is everything to me.
Praise the Lord. 感谢主。 所以我们刚刚讲到夫妻，也讲到太太，我们现在呢要讲到教会。
So we talked about husbands and we talked about wives, and now we want to talk about church.
31节里面讲到说，为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，婚姻。啊，来，来，来，来，嗯。
So verse 31, it says, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.
妻子跟教会这样的一个神圣关系是盟约，基督和教会也是这样的关系。所以这边讲到就是说，耶稣说一粒麦子落不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。如果落在地里死了，就结出许多的子粒来。那夫妻跟太太呢是两粒麦子，两粒麦子怎么样合而为一呢？
So marriage is a covenant of life. Jesus said, very truly tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The husband and wife are like two kernels of wheat that are two separate entities, and they can never become from one. So how can they become one together?
只有这两个麦子怎么样？磨成了粉，才可以 mix 在一起。
But only when these two kernels are grounded into flour and mixed together, they can be together.
不仅如此，还可以做出饼来，跟人家分享，献给主。Not only
they can become a bread and offered to the Lord and shared with others.
所以夫妻呢，在十字架面前破碎自己，在基督里成为一个饼，你中有我，我中有你。
So husband and wife should break oneself before the cross, and they become one bread in Christ. You are in me, and I am in you.
所以这也是教会的见证。So
this is a testimony of a married life.
弟兄在这边彰显基督，姐妹在这里彰显教会。A
brothers manifest Christ here, and a sister manifests the church here.
最后，今天早上跟大家分享这段宝贵的话语。
Today I share this precious passage with you all.
请不要为你的另一半听。Please
don't listen to the sermon for your spouse.
姐妹记着姐妹的话，弟兄记着弟兄的话。Sisters,
remember what is taught for sisters. Husband, remember what is taught for brothers. Sorry.
不要回去家里面说，今天听讲到说你们弟兄应该怎么样怎么样，你们姐妹应该怎么样怎么样。
Don't go home and point fingers at each other saying, today's sermon was about husband should do this and that, or wife should do this and that.
我们也要为家庭曾经被破坏过的向主祷告，求主恢复，求主拯救。
We also want to pray for families that has been broken, and we ask the Lord for restoration and salvation.
一个原则就是我们先站在自己的本位上面，站着该尽的本分。
In principle, is that we must follow God's word, be where God assigns you to be, fulfilling your responsibilities.
神的恩典够用。
God's grace is sufficient for us.
神是你最大的后盾。
God is your greatest support.
姐妹们。
Sisters,
如果你的丈夫很难顺服
if your husband is difficult to submit to,
除了违背神，违背神给你的良心，我们学习，不论我喜欢或不喜欢，我们顺服自己的丈夫。
Apart from disobeying God or your conscience that God has given to you, learn one thing: regardless whether you like it or not, we have to submit.
那弟兄们，我们学习一件很重要的事情。
And brothers, we have to learn one important thing.
我们在爱中掌权。
We have to exercise authority
in love. 无论家庭状况怎么样，我们第一个来到神的面前。
We, as brothers, we have to be the first one to submit before God.
在爱里面，把你的姊妹放在你心里面，跟她一起成长，带领全家一起侍奉神。
In love, cherish your wife and grow together with her, leading your entire family in worship and service to the Lord.
愿主祝福大家。
May God bless all of you.